From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Chelsea, have you heard about the new research on Kalman?
John, why are you saying Kalman three times?
Am I? Oh, maybe it's because Kalman, according to research, has tremendous buffering ability, available calcium, and available magnesium for dairy cattle.
Really, John? Just tell the dairy farmers and their nutritionists how they can get Kalman.
That's easy. Every feed mill in the sound of my voice either has Kalman in stock or the distributor has it. Kalman is exclusively available from FeedWorks USA.
More information on Kalman can be found at FeedWorksUSA.com or call 1-866-737-6273.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Looking at rural and agricultural news all across the eastern United States, it is the month of March now, and farmers in the Carolinas will be watching soil temperatures closely this month. That's because corn planting generally begins as soon as soil temperatures are consistently above 50 degrees. Farmers in Kentucky are watching progress of the proposed Farm Bill, which has been described as Farm Bill 2.0. Specific items that attract attention of Kentucky farmers include crop insurance provisions, trade promotion, and rural development. And Pennsylvania is evidently the epicenter of a major outbreak of avian influenza, with well over 7 million birds, both chickens and turkeys, affected across nearly 20 farms in Pennsylvania, mostly in Lancaster County. More stories like these at our website, onthefarmradio.com.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
And we're back looking at another lopsided matchup, Jim. Today we have a combine taking on a train.
Yeah, that heavy train is about 1,000 times heavier than the combine. No competition there.
Right, especially given that it'll take at least a mile to stop that train.
That's 18 football fields.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
This message brought to you by Operation Lifesaver.
Our magnificent trees have helped shape the American spirit. Trees that clear the air and protect the land. Thick pine forest, birch trees, and apples. One tree has been selected by the people to represent all of America's trees. The oak. America's national tree. Go to the Arbor Day Foundation website, arborday.org. Learn which oaks or other great American trees are right for planting where you live. Discover the oak, America's national tree. That's arborday.org.
Our pearl of wisdom today is simple and straightforward. Peace. It always starts with a smile. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm here.